What if what we call cultural progress, God calls rebellion? Our society claims moral advancement, moral progress, but Romans 1 calls it regression. Paul names homosexual and lesbian practices not as alternative lifestyles, but as dishonorable and contrary to nature. And it's not because people don't actually love one another, and not because culture doesn't celebrate it and accept it, but because God designed sexuality for covenant marriage. The world says love is love. God says truth defines love. Our culture praises sexual autonomy as progress, but Romans 1 says it's evidence of judgment, that God has removed restraints and society is spiraling deeper into rebellion. But Paul's pastoral heart is this. The goal is not converting sinners to heterosexuality. The goal is seeing sinners made new in Christ. The gospel doesn't call people from one sexual behavior to another, but the gospel calls people from death to life, from lies to truth, from self-rule to Christ's rule. And in a culture where sexual perversion is pervasive, Christians must neither panic nor compromise. We must proclaim the gospel with compassion and courage because Christ alone saves, transforms, and restores. Here's a way that you can turn this into a prayer today. Lord, give me boldness to stand on your truth and compassion to reach those trapped in deception. Let my life reflect both conviction and mercy. Here's two different peoples that you can pray for today. Oscar Guyton and his family are national changemakers in Nicaragua. And also, the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Hungary.